Daughter of the Murray. Written by Darry Fraser and read by Rebecca McCauley. There was no escaping this day, no matter what she did. A vibrant sun dawned over Mallee country, and the bedroom lit up. "For goodness sake, Ruth, keep the curtains shut." Georgie buried her face under the threadbare bedsheet. "Now come along, Miss Georgie. You love the early morning." Plump Ruth bustled about. She drew back the other heavy curtain one-handed before she thumped a breakfast plate of bread and jam on the dresser beside Georgie's bed. Eucalyptus scented the shimmering heat, and it drifted to Georgie even under the bedclothes. "If you're going to tell me one more time that Mr. Dane is coming home today, so help me, I'll..." "You know Mr. Dane comes home today." "I know it, Ruth. You've told me a dozen times." Georgie pushed the sheet away. "I can't stand the man, and yet I've never met him. All I ever hear is Mr. Dane this, Mr. Dane that, Mr. Dane so handsome, Mr. Dane." She sat up, yawned, and flexed her back, flinging her arms above her head. Her fingers splayed. Then she relaxed bonelessly onto the pillow with a long exhale. She'd heard it all before. "The poor man has no clue he's coming home to this." "Oh, he's not a poor man, miss. He's a rich young gentleman now. And I remember him well when he was in the schoolyard. I was only a year younger. He was fine to look at and all, even back in them days." Georgie pulled a face. "If he looks anything like his father, I certainly can't imagine you'd call him fine to look at." Ruth cast her a quick glance and swiped a hand over her untidy, mousy brown hair. "No, miss, he doesn't look like Mr. Tom." A screech outside the room interrupted her. Elspeth, wanting her hairbrush. "Oh, God, my cousin intends to wake the dead this morning." Georgie swung her legs to the floor. "Miss Georgina, blaspheming! Where's your nightdress?" Ruth fussed about the bed like some hen pecking at corn kernels. Her backside wobbled under her dress as she bent to rummage through a pile of linen under the washstand. "It's too hot for a nightdress, Ruth."
"Hardly. And you shouldn't sleep like it."
Ruth found the discarded nightdress on the floor and held it out. Georgie tugged the worn shift from her and wriggled into it. She padded barefoot to sit on the stool in front of a plain timber table with a small mirror on it. A fresh bowl of hot water and a hard scrap of soap waited for her.